This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Raptors have been so awful. They've lost game ones in each of the last 10 playoff series and are 0-9 all time in their first overall game of a postseason. The last time they won game one of a playoff series, it came in 2001 at Eastern Conference Semis against the 76ers. And obviously they can't afford to have Wall and Beal light him up. They're treating the game one, Lowry says, as a game seven, to be honest. We got to play like a game seven. It's just how we have to do it. It's like it's our last game. We've lost a lot of game ones, lost a lot. Carver High, you believe that Washington will win this series and that you think from the jump Washington will win game one and that Toronto will once again blow a game one?
I think they will win game one because the Raptors are making way too big a deal about game one. All those series that they're talking about, they won quite a few of them where they lost game one. I get it, you want to get out to the good start, but it's not the end of the world in the series. My thing is, the Wizards aren't a normal 8 seed. Have they screwed around all year and not played up to their potential? Absolutely.
It's because they don't care about the regular season.
They didn't care about the regular season. Wall was hurt for a really large portion of the second half.
Sleepwalked
the whole way. I think that this is a tough, tough matchup for the Raptors. And as we've talked about, I like trying to find some value when I'm betting. And I need to bet on the NBA in the playoffs in order for me to really keep interested.
To be fulfilled.
Because I think it's boring. And I think that the same, I've been saying it, I think Warriors, Cavs, it's going to happen. So I need to splash a little bit.
You think the NBA playoffs are boring?
Oh, yeah, because they're useless. You know it's going to be the Cavs and the Warriors. But if you could splash a little something in the pot in these series.
So all of it's a waste of time.
Yeah, but if you have some monetary value on a series, like I already have on the Wizards-Raptors series, now I'm all in to watch all the Wizards-Raptors series. I'm betting one series.
Because you've invested in it.
I'm betting one series in the East. And I'm betting one series in the West. And then I'm locked in on those two series.
What's the one in the West you're betting?
In the West, I took the Jazz plus 115 over the Thunder.
So you're all in on the Jazz and the Wizards.
Jazz and Wizards in the first round.
And what was the Wizards' price?
The Wizards' price was plus 550 I got it at. And it's down to plus 500 anyway. And here's the thing. The eight teams in the Eastern Conference, when they, you know, the betting for them to win the East, the Wizards are the fifth choice, and they're the eighth seed. That tells you they are not a normal eight seed. They are going to be in the mix in this series, and I don't care it's not a big investment I put into it, but it's going to keep me very interested in it. And here's the other reason why I want them to win.
Yeah.
Because of all the Raptor fans that have been calling us for months saying that they deserve respect when they had never won anything, well, now I hope you go out in the first round.
Because they cry a lot.
We've got a lot of it this year, and there was a time when I was going to root for the Raptors, but now it's become too much.
Gee in Toronto.
How's it going, man?
Hey, bro.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about as far as, Raptors haven't won anything. Well, who in the Eastern Conference has won anything in the last 10 years that isn't on a LeBron James team? Like, what's Washington won?
Yeah, nothing.
I don't think it has to do with respect. I just think it has to do with the fact that, you know, everyone's so down on Toronto because we're in the North, we're in Canada, and obviously Americans, they'd rather watch the Knicks, you know, over a better team like the Raptors, we have the best.
Actually, you know, Guy, let me just save you a lot of frustration here. No one on the face of the earth, not anyone, not even people here in this homerized milquetoast New York, no one here would rather watch the Knicks than the Raptors. There's no one. I mean, listen, the Raptors are a really good team. I'd rather watch them every single night of the week over the Knicks. The Knicks are atrocious. No one wants to watch the Knicks. In fact, I have season ticket holders that have been on this show, the guy, Brian Koppelman, that writes the show Billions on Showtime that everybody loves, the writer and executive producer of Billions, he's been a season ticket holder for the next as long as I've known him. And now he came on this show this week and flat out said, I won't go to their games anymore because they're so awful. No one wants to watch the Knicks. And I don't think anyone, I firmly believe this, no one I know cares about, like, being negative about Toronto. Like, no one I know sits around going, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to talk bad about the city of Toronto. There's no one that does that here. Not on this show, not me, not Carver High, nobody. What he's saying is, just let me be clear, is that we have sat here for years and heard people in Toronto call the show and say you get no respect. And, you know, and we've tried to say this as nicely as possible. You get no respect because you never win it. You never win anything. So you want respect, win something, and then maybe you'll garner some respect. But I can guarantee you it's not about the city of Toronto that we don't respect you because you're from Canada, because that's a load of BS. Because I have repeatedly, on multiple occasions, thousands of times over on this very show, said how much I love Toronto. It's one of my favorite cities in the world. I go there often. I've been there a million times. I think it's awesome. I have a blast every time I've been there, whether it's going to call hockey games at the ACC or whatever, or going, you know, in the Foster Hewitt broadcast booth, or going to the Hockey Hall of Fame, or going to Raptors games, or going to Toronto to party at wherever, underground clubs that I went out with Morenci, or going to Gretzky's and just pounding beers. I've stayed there a million times. A great city. I have nothing bad to say about it at all. But your basketball team does suck because they've never won anything. All they ever do is lose. So you can, and the fact that the Leafs haven't won the Stanley Cup since 1967, I mean, that sucks even worse. So, like, you guys, literally, the only thing you can hang your hat on at all is Joe Carter and the Jays. That's it. Boom, done. You have nothing else.
Well, fair enough, but, you know, 76ers are getting a lot of, and I hate
this isn't about everybody else. This is about you. This is about Toronto. This isn't about other cities failing. If you want to do that, we can open up that can and talk bad about every other city, too. But this was strictly a question of people calling up going, no one respects Toronto.
Right.
It's just not true.
Right, fair enough, and I've heard those calls. And, yeah, the word, you know, maybe respect isn't the right word. I just think I think the word is more like being crapped on. Like, I mean, let's be honest here. The Raptors, I think this year will go to the NBA final unless the referees beat us or the Raptors beat themselves.
Okay, all right, so the refs are now the reason you lose. Listen, I think they're a really good team, and I think they're very tough, and I think they win a lot. I love their backcourt. I think they got a nice big now in Valanciunas that can, you know, do some damage in the paint. There's nothing stopping them, and it's not the refs, and it's not people from New York, and it's not people from America, and it's not anyone else. There's no conspiracy here of people trying to dump on Toronto, or the refs are out to get you. I mean, I can't even listen to you anymore. I can't even take it. No offense to you, but are you listening to yourself? Can you even hear what you're saying? The first thing you said is we're all disrespecting you, and we don't like the North. And we don't like Canada. And then it bled into there's no respect. And the refs will be the ones that keep you from the finals. Like, are you listening to yourself? I sat here and told you how much I love Toronto, right? I've said it a million times. A great city. I have nothing but love and respect for Toronto. Great city. But let's just get real here. Your basketball team has continuously ended up with their pants around their ankles. Bent over. Boom. That's it. There's no other discussion.
And in the last 4 years, this core group of Raptors, 2014, lost in seven to the Nets in the first round. The Nets. 2015, swept by the Wizards. 2016, lost to LeBron. Last year, lost to LeBron. Swept by LeBron, I should say. So that's why you don't have any respect, because you never win. Has nothing to do with where you are. I don't care where the city is, if it's in the north, in the south, the east, the west. You don't win. You don't deserve it yet.
Boom.
Go and beat somebody this year.
And it's not just the losing, because everyone loses to LeBron, like you said. And if you're in the east, you've lost to LeBron in the last 8 years.
Right.
It's how they lose. It's that they've had games where at home they've gotten smacked in the mouth and haven't fought back and lost big games to LeBron.
I don't have anything against them. Zero. It is amazing to me, though. It really is at some point how we have this conversation all the time. Is it not amazing to you that we constantly have this conversation as why people don't respect Toronto? It's not about respecting Toronto. It's about what Carver High said. It's about you suck and you don't win. You don't win. So that's it. You don't win, so you get abused. That's it.
And if you want respect, go beat the Wizards in five games. Don't call here before game one whining and crying.
And then, you know, win the Eastern Conference Final and go to the NBA Finals. Then maybe people would start respecting you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.